Welcome to The Happy Eater. I am your host, Martita Robinson. This podcast is for conscious women experiencing binge eating disorder and are ready to move into a new way of healing. Medical disclaimer, this podcast is for entertainment and educational purposes only. I am not your therapist. If you have problems medically or need medical advice, please reach out to your therapist, your personal therapist, or a doctor. All right, let's get started. Hi there, beautiful soul. It's morning here where I am at in Buffalo, New York, and I just am creating, not creating, it's a little bit too much, but just I made a protein drink. And I just wanted to let you know that, share something with you that I was thinking about. I put these berries in with some protein because I'm on this protein get stronger journey, which, you know, eventually, if that's something you want, you'll be there too. Right now, just focus on your emotions, right? I can't stress enough how much easier life will be if you can just have one focus. There's no rush. There's no need to rush into, you know, getting this body that you want. What you need to do is focus on your emotional issues, the emotional connection you have to food, okay? The way that you cope with the emotions. Because what's most important right now as you embark on this stage of authentic eating, of intuitive eating, of mindful eating, eating consciously and having food freedom, right, is that you're able to feel into your emotions and process them. So many of us want to rush into this process, right? This process of, I want food freedom and I want the body and I want everything all at once. And it's like, no, that's why we fail, because it's too much. It's just way too much to try to focus on. That's why people diet, because they're trying to rush, right? And that's why you dieted in the past, trying to rush into some kind of a weight loss because you felt like it had to be there instantaneously, because of this connection to, I have to have the body I want to love myself or to feel loved, right? And that creates this need to restrict, because restricting is the only way to get what you want, right? When you're a dieter, when you're in that world. It's like we're taught that, like we have to restrict. Let me take a sip of my little smoothie here. And it's important that you recognize that you're in a process. You're in a process. You're in a process of finding and discovering true food freedom. And you're at stage one of that process. And yeah, impatience is going to come in. You're going to have this need to hurry through the process, right? I got to hurry up. This is taking too long. You know, I need to get this done. I need to get my weight loss going. But the people that diet, the thing that happens with dieting and even having like gastric bypass and, you know, all these things that rush us to our end goal, that kind of skip the process of natural weight loss, right? Are that people go back to the same weight as before. Why? Because they don't handle the emotions. The emotions are what keeps them stuck in the state that they're in. So as you move on your day, remember that, you know, you're doing amazing. You're doing amazingly well. Being focused on your emotions and processing your emotions and just knowing what it feels like to have emotions, knowing what it feels like to flow, knowing what it feels like to empty your cup is success. And it's hard as hell. It's not easy. It's not. It's not. Especially in the beginning, as you learn this new kind of paradigm, like Bob Proctor. I've been listening to Bob Proctor a lot. He's a success coach, a law of attraction coach. He passed away, but he's a master of getting what you want. If you haven't listened to Bob Proctor, he's amazing. Listen to him. But he talks about paradigms, and paradigm meaning this life that you're in based on the things that you want. And this structure is created out of a belief system, right? So your old paradigm, your old belief system would be, I have to diet to lose weight, right? And the new paradigm that you want is, I can eat freely and still get to the body that I want and have the body that I want, right? And taking that jump from one paradigm to another paradigm is pretty challenging. It takes consistency to lay the new foundation. It takes knowing where you're going. That's why whenever I have a client that has to do with something huge, a big goal like this, like food freedom or healing anxiety or overcoming depression, like big things. First thing I do, and all little things too, I mean, it can work the same, but big things, it's a must. You should be prepping the stage. You should be laying the foundation. You should be thinking about, okay, what is the life that I want? Right? And if you read the book, it talks about that. What is the life that I want? I want to be free. And you just write out your new story of what this new life looks like for you, this new paradigm, as Bob Proctor calls it. What do you want for that? I want to be free. I don't want to hold on to eating anymore to cope. I don't want to be worried about food. I don't want to be scared of food. I want to feel free around food. And you really go into depth on creating this story of what that looks like, what that feels like in the new life that you want, that you're living, right? In your mind, that is the life you want, the purest point of you sees it. So you need to see it by writing out the story and visualizing that, really seeing it, setting the stage for this new foundation, this new way of living, because that is how you're going to create it. And then once you have that story, you read that story every day until it's concrete in your mind and you just like you're living it. Because learning how to process emotions when you haven't done it for years and years is a process. And it takes consistency. It takes daily work to be able to do that. So put in the work. Know that you're succeeding and trust the process. By all means, trust the process. And the reason that I came on to even record this in the first place, because I'm prepping this protein shake. I'm at the end of the journey to food freedom. I always talk about there's three stages. That first one is emotional processing. That second one is authentic eating. And the third is moving into the body that you want. By body, I mean, what is it that you want to feel? And for me, I want to feel strong. So now I'm in this place where I am able to focus completely on feeling strong. Because I've processed my emotions. I process them as they come up. I no longer stifle them away. I no longer fill my cup with emotions. I empty it consistently over and over again. I honor my feelings as they come in. I let them be there. And I let them pass. And I tune into my body and I listen to my body, right? I've been pregnant, you know, off and on for the last few years of my life for a long, big chunk. I have beautiful six children. So in each of those chunks, I've had to kind of put this to the back burner because not the emotional processing or even the authentic eating, but it's like the authentic eating takes a twist with pregnancy. And if you've been pregnant, then you understand. So like now I've had my baby, I'm 8 months later, and now I'm ready to start again. And if you find yourself not able to do it sometimes, that's okay. You go chunks of time, and when you're ready to come back, you come back. It's not a big deal. People make it a big deal because it's like they have to rush into this. There has to be a time spot, and I have to do it by here, and it must be done in this moment. And all that does is create anxiety because, you know, you're not flowing into it. You're pushing against it with these mandates that you're creating for yourself, right? So back to the protein shake, I was creating the protein shake. And I remember when I first started this journey, I had, you know, this kind of a shake would have been literally disgusting to me because there's no sugar in it. It's just berries and protein and water. And it wouldn't have resonated with me. I wouldn't have connected to it because I was so much in my emotions. And I was not just that, I was not just so much in my emotions, but I was so much in the old paradigm, of like pushing against this kind of stuff because this historically had to do with dieting, right? And there was something against dieting to me because I knew that it connected me to a lack of love for myself, the deep part of it. I was dieting because I didn't love myself. And I fought that subconsciously and mentally, like right in my head forefront. I fought anything having to do with any type of dieting. So I would push against something that didn't taste like sweet or, you know, because sweet and sugar, I connected to freedom because I used to get punished with a lack of sweets and food when I was younger. So I connected reward to sweets. So every time I had something, it had to be sweet. Like there's so many layers to your subconscious and to all of this. That's why the process is important. This process, this three-step process is important about flowing with your emotions, being okay with yourself and who you are. Right? And then being okay with yourself and what you eat and tuning in and tapping into who you are and figuring out, okay, this is what I want. So now I'm preparing this and I'm tasting it and there's absolutely no sweetness, but the berries taste amazing in it and it just tastes great. And I don't have any hangups with it because I don't have anything against diets. This has nothing to do with diets. I have nothing against sugar and not eating sugar and having like all of that crap is gone now. Now it's just me having what I want to eat, and I want a protein shake because I'm on this stronger kind of vision for myself where I am actually strong, and I know I have to have protein to build muscle, and that's where I'm at with it. And so I'm adding the protein into my life. Can you get the baby for me, Poppy? Thank you, honey. Baby's waking. So trust the process. You're going to get there. You don't have to rush through this. Like, you're beautiful. You're perfect as you are. Try to see that. I don't care what size you are. I don't care what you look like. I don't care any of that. You're perfect and beautiful as you are. You have presence within you. You are God's beauty, perfection, regardless of how you look. That is in you. That is who you are. And so you need to recognize that. And once you begin recognizing that, all the other crap that I was talking about goes away because now you focus on who you are, your presence, that beautiful seed within you. That's what you focus on. Thanks, honey. Good morning. Good morning. Aw. So take your time with this. You don't have to rush. You don't have to, you know, there's no finish line. This is a journey. It's okay. This is a journey. This is a, I'm creating a whole new life for myself. This is, I want food freedom. And for me to get it, I'm going to take my time and first learn about my emotions and first process my emotions, right? And if you have problems with it, you know, reach out to me. I know the value of my coaching. It's worth it. If you've been on the fence and you've just been on this fence for a long time and you want to make the changes, but you need some help, you need somebody to buddy up with you and to actually really help you get to the core of what's going on, reach out to me. We will work something out. I'm here for you. I care about you. I know that this is a challenge. All right, so just reach out to me, Martita@MartitaRobinson.com. Just let me know, hey, I need your help. You can put, I need your help in the email line. And we can talk. Because it's time. It's time for you to just shift this and move out of it. And if you feel like you're not able to overcome something in your life, or you feel like you're trying to rush this, or you feel like you're stuck, reach out. We can work on it together. All right. I love you. Trust the process. That's basically what this is about. I talked a little bit about paradigms. Get the book, read the book, follow the steps from the book. Write the story, create your why, connect to the new life that you want. Really implant it into your being. Implant it. Okay. Martita@MartitaRobinson.com. Love you. Oh, and would you mind rating the podcast if you find this helpful? It'd be nice to actually get on the charts because there's so many intuitive eating podcasts out there that I would like to be one of the first so people can come check it out. All right, love you. Talk soon.